That's all fine, but do they trust you?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to the Orange Office here in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's a lovely day today, a little overcast. Nice weather. I was out hanging out with my family today. Wednesdays tend to do that, tend to spend a lot less time in the office, a lot more time with my family. Let's talk a little bit about trust and how that affects your business. And I don't care whether you've got a local-based business or whether you've got a large e-commerce empire or whether you've got a real tight business with only you and maybe a handful of other employees. It doesn't matter. Trust matters as long as there's only two places. There's one main place that trust doesn't matter. Trust doesn't matter if you're selling short term, if you're selling one time products or services to people, and it doesn't matter whether they like it or not. You just get in, you sell it, you make the money, you move on. If you're doing that type of business, and I don't think most of the people that I'm talking to do that, but if you're doing that type of business, trust doesn't matter because you just move on to the next and you don't care much about reviews online or anything of that sort. You're just caring about finding the next person, the next person, the next person, the next person, and you don't have to worry about repeat business. But if you're in any other type of business where you're more concerned about repeat business, where you'd like to get a customer once, you realize it takes a whole lot to get that customer to buy one time. You might as well have them buying over and over and over again, or getting involved in a subscription, or getting them involved in a membership, or some form of action where you build trust over time, where they like you more and more and more and more as time goes on, as opposed to less and less and less the more interaction that they have with you or your product or service. That's where trust comes in. It seems like a real fluffy concept, but it's real. It's a real thing that exists in the human mind. And I'm gonna prove it to you in a second. We could take this all back to this quote. I know I bring it up nearly every other video that we sit here together, but it's that quote from Bob Berg. That I'm paraphrasing it. It's basically discussing that, you know, if you set aside everything else, people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And it's a great quote. It's because it's so simple, and it seems like one of those things that's been around for a really long time. It's not that old of a quote. It's only a handful of years old. But it's really held true. If you go and you look it up and see all the articles and everything else that have been written about that one quote, and it comes down to the simplicity of those three words, know, like, trust. And among these, trust is the greatest. And if you listen to Dean Jackson, he's one of my heroes, really within the marketing world and business strategy world. He's the one that I first heard say that it's really in that order. First, they know you. Then they like you, and then they trust you. So that's a cool concept, because it really does kind of have to go in that order. No one's going to trust you if they don't at least know who you are or know what your product is or know what your service is. And so it's know, like, trust. They know you, and then they like you a little, and then they trust you. And that trust, the interesting thing about trust, and there's a whole lot you can get into the psychology of this. One of my favorite books on it, a very simple book that's called No BS Trust-Based Marketing. And it's by Dan Kennedy, who I also talk about a lot, and Matt Zaluga. Go and look up this book. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. There's some great parts in it, especially the first half of it. Hits on some major points. The last half of it goes into details of tactics. but the first half he discusses that trust is not necessarily a rational thing. Most of the time it isn't. It isn't rational. It's based on a handful of items that, they've been able to detect. One of them is just there's affinity, but it really comes down to just being familiar. It's familiarity. Just being familiar with a person, seeing them enough times, being around them. If they have any form of omnipresence in your life, meaning, you know, you see their stuff on social media, you see ads from them, whatever, just the fact that you're familiar with them makes you more trusting than anyone else that they would consider versus you in your category. And whether you consider them competition or not, it's that customer trusts you on simple things like that. It doesn't make you the best choice. It just means you were there first. You built that relationship, even though it's not necessarily a give and take. You may not even know who they are, but the fact that you're there and they know who you are makes you more likely to be trusted. Something that simple is such a huge piece of where you should be thinking about in your advertising, not caring so much about trying to sell the item, the product, the service, instead selling the trust factor. Putting yourself out there as a human, or having someone as a spokesperson that's a human that you're going to use long term that represents your company. Another great example from that book was Chrysler. When Chrysler hired Lee Iacocca, and I think that was back in the 80s or 90s, Lee Iacocca took over Chrysler, and the whole problem was is Chrysler had a trust issue with the brand. Well, he put himself forward. He didn't make a big deal about specifics of the features of the cars. He said, if you find, he had a commercial that he put out there. He says, if you find a better car than ours, buy it. And it was just this simple, straightforward concept saying, I'm willing to back it up with my personal guarantee. And because of that, he built a relationship. He built trust back with the American people. Chrysler came out of the gutter based on Lee Iacocca's leadership. But it's also his marketing prowess. He understood that if he put a person out there and put a face behind it and someone that was believable, that you can go a long way in that. So some ideas to keep in mind, and you got to think, what are we doing in our company? What am I doing in my business to establish trust with the end customer? And this only matters if you're wanting to keep them long term, if you're wanting them to buy over and over and over again or get involved in your continuity. That's the only reason why trust matters. But if that matters to you, if you're looking for those type of people, you have to look closely at how trust affects every piece of marketing, sales, and anything that you're putting out there, customer service, out back into the world. How are you paying attention to trust? Where is trust being focused on? Go read that No BS Trust-Based Marketing book. That's a good one. There's a lot of other ones. As I come up with them and come back across my library, I'll bring them up to you. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about something, a little bit of a twist on all these concepts. We'll get, I can't get into any more of that because I forgot exactly what I'm talking about tomorrow, but I know it's around the same lines. So we'll talk back with you tomorrow. If you are wanting to talk with someone who understands trust-based marketing and see if you can kind of bounce some ideas off of them, that's me. If you're in the self-reliance field and you own the business, or you're a decision maker, perhaps an executive in that business, go to dreambizchat.com. Dreambizchat.com. The link is in the description. It's a quick little video there. Go and watch it. If it makes sense to you, go fill out the application for a free conversation with me. You have a great day, and in the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.